Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q1 FY26 earnings conference call of Tembo Global Industries Limited. As a reminder, all participants' lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star and then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. At this time, I would like to hand the conference over to Mr. Hiral Keniya. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Darwin. Good evening, everyone. On behalf of Tembo Global Industries Limited, I welcome you all to the company's Q1 FY26 earnings con call. To discuss the performance of the company, we have with us from the management team, Mr. Sanjay Patel, Managing Director, Mr. Shabbir Merchant, Director, and Finance Team. Before we proceed with this call, I would like to draw your attention to the fact that today's discussion may contain forward-looking statements that are subject to various risks, uncertainties, and other factors, which will be beyond management's control. We kindly request that you bear in mind that there may be uncertainties when interpreting such statements. We now start the session with the opening remarks from the management team. Afterwards, we will open the floor for an interactive Q&A session. I will now hand over the conference call to Mr. Shabbir Merchant for his opening remarks. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thanks, Hiral. Good evening to one and all present on the call. I extend my heartfelt gratitude to each of you for joining us today for our maiden earnings call. Before we delve into our financial results and performance metrics, I would like to take a few moments to provide an overview of Tembo Global Industries and our business model for the benefit of all the participants. Founded in 2010, Tembo Global Industries Limited has emerged as one of the leading engineering companies. Recognized for high-quality specialized metal products designed for a wide array of applications, our unwavering commitment to excellence and innovation has established us a trusted partner across several critical sectors, including automotive, real estate, infrastructure, and oil and gas. Our diverse engineering products offerings include specialized metal solutions such as pipe support systems, fasteners, anchors, and HVAC solutions. These products are meticulously crafted to meet the specific requirements of our clients, ensuring we deliver not only quality but also reliability and performance. In addition to our engineering prowess, we operate a dedicated textiles division that processes and supplies high-quality fibers and yarn, further diversifying our business portfolio. While our textile division has historically contributed to our profitability over the past 5 years. However, our prime focus remains on margins, accretive precision engineering products with our foray into EPC projects and solar power and defense projects. Quality is the cornerstone of our operations at Tembo. We adhere to higher standards as evidenced by our UL and FM approvals, which are the highlight of the global recognition of our product quality and safety. Our production facilities are certified under ISO 9001:2015, ensuring compliance with rigorous quality management system standards. This dedication to quality not only enhances customer confidence, but also bolsters our brand reputation in both domestic and international markets. Tembo has established a strong international presence, exporting to key markets in the USA and the Middle East while maintaining a robust customer base that includes prominent domestic and international clients. Our integrated manufacturing capability are a significant asset. With a production capacity of 15,000 metric tons per annum, through both forward and backward integration, we have realized substantial cost saving and increased profitability. Currently, we are undertaking a capital expenditure initiative aimed at expanding our capacity sixfold, targeting an impressive 90,000 metric ton per annum, which we expect to commission by the end of quarter two FY26, which will go along in a phased manner. This expansion will not only enhance our product capabilities, but also enable us to effectively meet the growing demands of our clients. Tembo is well positioned as a trusted partner in government and infrastructure projects. Thanks to our consistent quality, timely delivery, and advanced manufacturing capabilities, our commitment to sustained development and water resource management is reflected in these contracts. We anticipate our EPC business will gain traction, supported by strong revenue visibility across both domestic and export markets. Highlighting updates on our key projects, the Maldives Jetty project in collaboration with Tembo PES Joint Venture Private Limited is nearing completion quarter 2 FY26. We are also proud to contribute to India's irrigation infrastructure to several key projects, including subcontracting work for a prestigious World Bank-funded water treatment plant in northern India. In the solar power sector, we have secured a power purchase agreement with Maharashtra State Electricity Distribution Company Limited, MSEDCL, for 120 megawatt solar power project. This commissioning is expected by the end of FY26 alongside a 25-year PPA from the completion date. I am happy to share that we have recently concluded a financial closure of around 600 crores with additional loan for solar SPVs are under review. Our SPVs, we have successfully acquired land for 10 out of 30 sites, positioning us well for future renewable energy development. We have strategically expanded into the defense sector as well, marking our entry into this key industry in FY25. This move reflects our adaptability to market demands and our pursuit of new growth avenues. We have signed an MOU, Memorandum of Understanding, with the Government of Maharashtra at the World Economic Forum in Davos for a defense product manufacturing unit. This involves a substantial investment of 1,000 crores over the next 3 years. We have established a technology tie-up and a 100% production buyback arrangement with a strategic European partner. We have received a comfort letter for 100 acres of land from MIDC at Amravati near Nagpur, Maharashtra. This would be used for the manufacturing of arms and ammunition. This land acquisition for our defense project is ongoing, and the subsidy claims discussion with the Maharashtra government is likely to happen in the coming weeks. We are committed to achieve complete forward integration in these areas, which promises excellent profitability, margins, and value creation for all our stakeholders. Going ahead, our strategic diversification across multiple verticals is expected to enhance our profitability. With a visible order book of around 1,315 crores and L1 order bidding for orders in pipeline of around 200 crores as on June 30th, 2025. Additionally, our strategic partnership with SMASA has identified the opportunities in solar and defense, thereby further strengthening our presence in Gulf countries. The Indian government's initiative, including Infrastructure Finance Secretariat and Vision Plan 2030, aim to enhance private investments in infrastructure and transform India into a manufacturing hub. Total exports for FY25 are projected at US$820 million, driven by sectors such as pharmaceuticals, electronics, and engineering goods. This is much of a macro scenario, what I'm speaking about right now. The defense manufacturing industry is poised for significant growth due to rising national security concerns, with a target of around 300,000 crores, approximately around 35 billion, by FY29. Meanwhile, India's renewable energy sector is rapidly expanding, achieving a compound annual growth of around 19% from FY16 to FY25, with a total of 220 gigawatts of renewable capacity primarily from solar energy. The commitment to net zero carbon emission by 2070 further emphasizes the importance of renewable sources in meeting the country's growing energy demand. Now to Tembo. Highlighting Tembo's 5 years growth trajectory during FY21 to 25, the company revenue, EBITDA and PAT has registered a robust growth of 63.3%, 86.8% and 115.8% respectively. Owing to higher investments in the sunrise sectors like engineering, EPC, solar, defense, has temporarily kept the cash flows and the working capital under check. The current board composition is among the strongest ones Tembo has ever had, enabling Tembo to new heights. Our dedication to fostering growth and providing value to our stakeholders remain unwavering as we adapt to changing dynamics of the industry. Now I would like to highlight and speak about the financials of Q1 FY26. Tembo Global Industries has delivered impressive financial results for Q1 FY26, showcasing significant growth across key performance metrics. Revenue for the quarter surged by 93.2% year-on-year, reaching around 248 crores. This remarkable increase was attributed to robust growth in both our engineering and textile divisions, reflecting our strategic focus on enhancing our product offerings and expanding our market presence. Our EBITDA experienced a substantial rise, increasing by 2.4 times year-on-year to INR 28 crores. This growth is direct result of our prudent emphasis on margin-accretive engineering business initiative. Notably, our EBITDA margin expanded by 485 basis points year-on-year to 11.4% in Q1 FY26, driven by operational efficiencies and improved margins within our engineering and EPC segments. Now coming to the PAT, profit after tax, also saw some exceptional growth, climbing by 252.6% year-on-year to around 19 crores. The PAT margin expanded by 346 basis points year-on-year to 7.7% during the quarter, underscoring our effective cost management strategies and the successful execution of our business model. Our order book remains strong, with nearly 1,350 crores as on June 30, 2025. Complemented by an L1 order bidding pipeline valued at around 2,000 crores, we have identified a significant EPC designated project worth around INR 600 crores, for which we have secured an order of INR 24 crores in the June quarter with an additional INR 50 crores currently under negotiation. The company is optimistic about capturing a substantial portion of this INR 600 crore project, aiming for completion by March 31, 2026. Furthermore, we have submitted bids for various projects, including international opportunities totaling approximately 800 crores, which align with our strategy to diversify our portfolio and strengthen our market presence. Gentlemen, we are now open the floor for questions and answer session. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to withdraw yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to please use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Our first question is from the line of Nalin Shah from NVS Brokerage Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Actually, created this site commended. From the great set of numbers in Q1.
Sorry to interrupt, ma'am, but your line seems to be breaking up in between. Request you to please move to an area with better network coverage.
Okay.
Thank you. I'm sorry,
Hello?
No, we're not able to hear you. Yes, go ahead.
Now is it audible?
Much better. Please go ahead.
Okay. So myself is Kriti Tripathi from NVS Brokerage. So first of all, I would like to congratulate the management for the strong Q1 performance. These numbers clearly show that the company is going for a robust growth journey in the coming years. And as mentioned in the investor presentation, the FY26 top line is projected at around 1,100 crores. So just by rough math, can we expect a PAT of around 10 to 125 crores for the FY26? This would be my first question. Moving forward, with contributions from the defense and solar segments coming in from the next financial year, how do you see the top line and bottom line shaping up for the FY27 and beyond? This would be my second question, sir.
Thank you for congratulating us. First and foremost, your first question is related to what you're expecting the top line to be in the year FY25-26, right?
Correct.
Yes. Okay. So the top line would be, if you see our growth trajectory from the last 5 years, we have been growing at roughly between the range of 25 and 35% quarter on quarter, year on year, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
We always prefer to be, let everyone be pleasantly surprised. So definitely the numbers what you're talking about would be in line. The growth trajectory is in line. We look at PAT, which you are speaking about right now, in the range of 80 to 100 crores for FY26.
Okay.
As per our growth trajectory, which is already in line. Second question, what you have asked is that once these divisions of solar and defense come in play, what would we be looking at the revenue, which we would see from FY26-27, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So FY26-27, we see again a growth of around 30 to 35%. So you can see in a range of around 1,400 to 1,500 crores, or probably 1,400 to 1,500 crores. Let the speed be surprised. And we're looking at PAT of around 200 plus.
200 plus.
Yes.
Okay. And, sir, see, as we know that you have made significant investments for the defense segment, so can you provide some details on this, like what the value creation upside would be pertaining to defense specifically?
Sorry? I could not hear you in between.
Yeah, I just wanted to ask that you are, as you said, in the next three years, you will be making investments in the defense segment of around 1,000 crores, right?
Right.
So, sir, pertaining to this segment, what kind of wealth creation can we expect and why this is a focus area? Like, how will this look like in future?
So, first and foremost, for you can term it as defense. For me, it is manufacturing of precision product. Right?
Correct,
so
correct.
Our expertise are always driven by our core fundamentals. So our core fundamentals were always towards manufacturing, and we have been evolving ourselves in manufacturing. Defense, of course, becomes a restricted product, so it requires more precision. So wealth creation would be, we would be having assets on book of more than 700 crores of assets on book in the first phase. And then we would be increasing our expansion of around 300 to 350 crores in the next 2 years. That is in the phase two. Revenue-wise, the revenue is going to give us around 300 plus revenues in the first phase of expansion. And in the second phase of expansion, we look at revenues of around 650 plus.
Okay, that's great, sir. Thank you. That's it from my side, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Deepak Podar from Sapphire Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, am I audible, sir?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, so first of all, many congratulations for a great set of numbers. So just wanted to understand first up, I mean, this defense you mentioned, first phase will be around 300 crores revenue potential, and second leg of expansion would be 650 crores plus kind of a revenue potential. That's right?
Yes, Deepak. Yes.
So by when we expect this phase one to start giving revenue? I mean, when will start seeing the revenue from defense segment? By when?
So first, from the first quarter of FY26, we see the revenue coming in from the defense sector.
First quarter of FY27?
No, sorry, my bad. First quarter of FY27, we see the revenue coming in the defense sector. Okay, we will have certain revenue coming in from FY26 as well, but it will not be to the extent of 300 crores because while it would be from the, it would be roughly between 100-150, what we expect. It would start from quarter two of FY26 and that would result to year ending of FY26, right?
Okay.
So One minute. Please understand what I'm saying again. Okay.
Yeah.
FY26 is only related to engineering and EPC. FY26-27, we will have solar and defense in our revenue structure.
Correct.
Right? So first year of 26-27, we expect, till the last quarter, we expect around 250 to 300 crores of revenue coming in.
In FY27?
27, right. Between 26 and 27, right? Okay. And this, the expansion will happen after 1.5 years of revenue what is coming. That will be in a phased manner where we will include more products in the defense sector, for which also we will have a buyback, but that we cannot put all our investments on day one. So we would be again expanding, and this will go up for the next 3 years up to FY30.
Okay, I got it. And
so the what we project the revenues for FY30 is around 1,000 crores in defense.
Okay, FY30, 1,000 crores revenue in defense we can invest that. But, in FY26, did we say any revenue we can see in defense? In FY26?
See, we have just got allocated the land, okay?
Yeah.
So, we and the machinery and all has been in place. So, we would try to get it in FY26, but it could get spill over to FY26-27.
Okay. So major revenue will come in FY27 only, and that is to the extent of 250 crores that we are targeting defense revenue from FY.
250 to 300 crores.
250 to 300 crores. That's pure defense, right? The solar is separate.
Yeah, and this is a complete buyback agreement.
Okay, understood. And what sort of margins we can see in this segment? At 250, 300 crores, what sort of PAT margin we can see in defense?
Around 88%. 88 crores.
How much percent?
25 to 27%.
25 to 27%. So around 85 to 90 crores. At 250 to 300 crores revenue. So when we say 200 crores plus kind of a PAT in FY27, and this year we are targeting what, 80 to 100 crores PAT? That's what you mentioned for FY26?
Yes.
Okay.
As I mentioned earlier.
Out of this 200 crores, around 85 crores we are expecting to come from defense only, right?
Next year we are planning of 200 plus crores of PAT. So that would be, defense would have around 80 to 85, then there is solar as well, and then there is your engineering and EPC segment which comes.
Okay. That's very clear. And when we have said given an outlook of 1,000 to 1,100 crores kind of a top line for this year, so we have included contribution from this 600 crores EPC designated project that we have secured some order and we expect to execute.
Yes.
By FY26 end.
Yes. It's an ongoing project. Definitely the revenues will come in.
And what sort of margin this project might have?
We can take these questions offline, please.
Okay. Fine. Sure. And just one final thing from my side. In terms of order pipeline, can you throw some more light on the order pipeline? You said we are L1 bidding pipeline is about 2,000 crores. So what is our total pipeline we have in terms of bidding? And what sort of conversion ratio we have?
So we are looking at around 50 to 60% of conversion ratio.
Mm-hmm.
And there are certain projects which we have bidded abroad. And we already have got an indication that we are L1 technically in that. So
you will be hearing a lot of things in the near future.
Sure. Okay, I got it. I would like to wish you all the very best. Yep, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Deepak. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Darshil Pandya from Finterest Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes, you are audible, sir.
Yeah, thank you. Hello, Shabir sir, and congratulations again for this very fantastic set of numbers and coming for the first time for a con call.
Thank you.
Sir, my questions are, first question would be in the context of the debt position that we have currently, around 260 odd crores. Wanted to understand what will be this debt position for this financial year, and how much are we going to take it for defense and solar, and if any for the EPC work.
So I will ask my financing to answer this.
Hi. So for solar and defense project, we are raising the debt of around 550 to 600 crores, and yes. So we'll maintain the, actually we'll try to maintain the gearing ratio of 2:1 around, which is, acceptable as per the industry norms and acceptable at the banking levels also, finance levels.
Correct. So how much have we invested till date in solar and defense altogether?
So in solar, we have already invested around 100 crore. And we have already, as informed by Shabita, we have already done the financial closure in both the debt and equity side.
And for defense, you didn't mention.
So, yeah, for defense, we have not yet done much expenses. So it is, all the expenses are lined up and keep on going. So as informed by him, the management, that the land acquisition is in process. The subsidy portion is in to discussion with the government. So all these things are in line.
Correct. Got your point. And I heard Shabir sir, talking about defense and how our investments will be coming back in the business over the time. So my views are on the solar part. I get it. To transition from textile to EPC, we have got a good call. And then to get into defense, that was also a very good call. But I wanted to have a view of Shabir sir on this, on the solar part, where, we are going to invest a lot of money and the payback period is quite a long, 9 to 10 years as per what projections we are seeing, every year 60, 70 odd crores of revenues will be coming in. So wanted your view, sir, that, how are we financing and, how are we thinking about this project?
So I will... first give you a kind of insight that for us doing EPC would see what helps us is that we used to first manufacture everything what was going in EPC. Okay, so we do the designing, we do the compliances, we do the submittals, we do it, all our engineering doing does complete drawing and gives an efficient model how to do the EPC. This led us to go ahead in EPC, and even for solar EPC, we are doing in-house. So our cost effectiveness is much lower than the market, which we have a model and we are working on that. That is one part of the question. So that gives us a efficiency and a productivity towards that particular model of peer. So what we taking, the, we took this as our own project and selling it to the government. Of course, I understand there is a portion of finance involved in this, but we have done our math, we have done, seen the projections, we've seen the revenue generation, we've seen the maintenance which affects, which we will require year on year, and the subsidy which comes along with it. After doing all the math and the debt portion and all the profitability, we are placed at a much better position than what the market can expect. Okay, and this eventually you will come to know in the next 3 to 4 years of what revenue generation, how it comes out. So this, and we also have converted into 3 SPVs of 40, 40, 40.
Correct.
So this, the idea of converting to into 3 SPVs is also to generate more revenue, Also, this will help us to get into much larger scales when we want to spin off and getting into a better cash model as well.
Got your point, Shabdi sir. Shabdi sir, if we can take these calculations offline, it would be really nice from you if we get this.
Yeah, you can connect with my finance team anytime. Would be
all
pleasure.
Right.
That's not
okay. I'll fall back in the queue and thank you so much to take my call.
You can connect with ENY and they will guide you to whomsoever.
Done. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a good day. Thank you.
You too, sir.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Pratham from Orbit Capital. Please go ahead.
Congratulations, sir, on a great set of numbers. So we have seen a strong revenue and PAT growth, but our operating cash flows are negative with a major sum stuck in receivables and working capital. So, sir, how is the company managing this situation and what steps are being taken to improve cash flows going forward?
Dear, my finance team will answer this.
So, basically, the negative cash flows has been observed in the financial year 24-25 at the operational level. So, one must observe that we have tried to build up the infrastructure for our working capital, and a lot of the investment has been done to support our EPC and engineering divisions. And also, our committed equity flow to our SPVs and all, solar and defense companies. For that, you have observed that 24-25 negative cash flow.
Okay. So going forward, can we see an improvement in our operating cash flows, like with each passing year, with defense business coming online and our operating cash flow being positive?
See, all these investments are made and all these expansions are made with an idea to generate revenues and generate profitability, higher profitability. So, of course, when there is cash surplus, all these negative cash flows are going to convert into a brighter side, which will be come out.
So my next question is, like we said, we'll be raising more debt to fund our capex for the defense and our solar business. So for, apart from debt, do we have any plans to raise further equity? We are
closing in a prep. There is a board meeting scheduled tomorrow where we are closing in a prep. And I think that is, this full equity expansion would be towards working capital and defense.
Okay. Great to know that. Thank you, sir. That would be good.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Dinesh Kulkarni from FinSight. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Am I audible?
Yes, dear. Yes.
Thank you for giving me the opportunity and really great set of numbers, sir. Congratulations on that. So my question is more on the strategic aspects. As we know, textile is more of a cyclical industry with low growth and high competition, that we all know. But my question is more of a capital allocation perspective. Are we looking at any moves here where we could divest our textile business and move into larger high growth industries like say defense and others, because anyways we are raising almost 500-600 crore rupees, right?
So what's your good name?
Dinesh, Mr. Dinesh.
Hi Dinesh, good evening. So textile is a legacy business which when we started this was carried on. Now, as an entrepreneur or as a business or as a promoter of the company, we would always like to take up any business which gives you an additional margin and additional profitability and additional growth, right? So the idea of expanding into EPC and defense, for defense for me is manufacturing as well and solar, is to definitely get into growth. And so we would really be concentrating on these sectors, and over the time, textile will get plateaued and probably this would come down over the time, quarter on quarter, which will be very visible to everyone. And in a phased manner, it will be phased out.
Okay, that sounds great, sir. Thanks for giving that explanation. So, henceforth, the next 2-3 years, we seem very planned in terms of where our capex is going on, how much kind of you have given revenue targets as well, which is very optimistic. How do you see things, say, like 2 years from now, more in the long term? Are there any newer opportunities you are looking into, or you expand the existing facilities and the industry?
So what, we have understand is, by getting into the EPC engineering and EPC business, what we have understood is that there is a large void for the middle level players. There are projects which are all 5,000, 10,000 crore plus, which have, you and me both know the names, which are already bidding for contracts and they are getting that. Also, these particular top line contracts, all the players want the second line people to deliver on time. And so there is a wide void. So there is an opportunity to grow, which we are seeing in a very short term. In the last 2 years, what we have seen, having order book and having L1 in 2,000 crore plus of projects, is the very reason of this void, where we saw an opportunity, and we are handling these all these opportunities with a very professional team, with a very professional approach, and we focusing on deliverance, because deliverance is one thing which makes your order rolling. So this is the very reason how you can see the growth. Also, when you speak about solar or you speak about defense, these two sectors as well are also sunshine. At the moment, they are the sunshine sectors. For us, it has not something which is just an apple which has fallen off the tree. It is a well-planned thing from the last two years. We have very much planned these sectors. And if you see defense, we are starting off with very, very few products where our capability of manufacturing would really get into a basket of products. Even solar, only not the PPA model. We are also getting into EPC model as well. So these are all things which have a growth structure, and eventually you will see the revenues. That's how we are pretty sure on committing to whatever we speak as numbers and whatever we say, that these are the numbers we are projecting. We will try to pleasantly surprise everyone.
Thank you very much, and all the best.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Sunil Kateshia from Tanush Investments. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Congratulations to the management on this set of numbers, sir. And my question is, am I audible, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Sir, I wanted to ask you that defense project which we are talking about, we have yet to acquire land also, which is allotted by Government of Maharashtra. And as you mentioned that the revenue will start flowing by this financial year end. So how confident we are? Next one, 2027.
26.
Okay. 26-27 the revenue will start, right?
Yes.
Okay. And okay, so how confident we are that all the installation and everything which will roll out within 1 year of time. I mean, obviously, it's already half year has been passed out, right?
No problem. So I'll make you understand. See, this particular project requires high-end machinery, right?
Correct. Yeah.
Machineries have been ordered, okay?
And okay.
Any defense project, okay, there is a particular formula where you have to leave land, okay? So
okay.
Even if the land which is allocated for 100 acres, your actual project would be in a around 1 to 2 acres plot area, right?
Okay.
Machinery, there's a complete technology transfer for this where my team will be handling training in the European counterpart. Yeah, the European counterpart would come down and also stay over here and train our team. So this whole period of installing the manufacturing facility and executing and delivering the product would be roughly between a gap of 6 to 8 months. But I am being more conservative and I am saying from the next financial year, these results will come.
Okay, great. So one more question now is arising is that what kind of, is there a JV or partnership we are doing with for the technology which we are going to get it?
There is no JV. There is
okay.
Technology.
Okay, So we are buying out the technology. That's great.
Yes.
One more question regarding new facility which is coming up for EPC work, the engineering that we are doing six-fold growth capacity expansion. ERW pipes and the channels. So the
yes.
solar panel which we are going to install, the renewable energy, I'm sure we will be using this our own product as far as pipes are concerned for installation of solar panels, right?
Yes, that's the idea. And also a lot of products which we are currently manufacturing also are being used in our engineering.
Okay.
EPC.
So what will be the...
Maybe request you to please return to the queue for follow-up questions. Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Rajesh Singla from VTG Capital Services. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hello, sir. Can you hear me?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, hi. Thank you for the opportunity. Just a couple of questions. One would be, like, if you can talk about the debt-equity ratio currently we have, and also, like, how do you see this debt increasing going forward? If I remember correctly, you had mentioned about... raising 550 to 600 crore kind of debt for financing your solar and defense units. So if you can comment a bit more on that, the debt equity ratios and how are we going to manage this kind of debt going forward, considering the projections which you are sharing, it looks like the debt equity ratio could increase to two or maybe three times by FY27. So first question is that, and second question would be if you can share some insights into your capability in solar and defense, considering that we don't have much experience in both the sectors in the past. So if you can share some insight into what kind of team you are having in both the segments, that will be helpful.
Rajesh, I will answer the second question first, and the first question my finance team will answer. Okay?
Sure.
So when you speak about capabilities of the defense sector, right? That's what you speak, right?
Yeah.
So for us, any product is manufacturing a product in steel, right? So we are already into manufacturing, and my father has 40-plus years of experience in manufacturing. We have been manufacturing a lot of products, and we are innovating, we're going forward, backward, integration into manufacturing these engineering goods. If we manufacture a defense product, that also requires engineering, and it requires a little, it requires those machinery, sophisticated machineries, which are program and based. Okay. So this is something which is very much, manufacturing is very much in our blood, and it doesn't seem to be much more of an effort. Of course, every manufacturing of a new product has to be learned well, executed well, and this is what we are doing. That's the reason our team will also be undergoing a particular training program, and their team also will come down to India and train us so that the right product comes out with the best of quality. So coming about the capabilities and solar, we have been doing the complete design and engineering of all EPC projects. You give us for any infrastructure project or anything, you give us a blueprint and we can design. We have our engineering team which does the design, the BIM library on our stats, on SolidWorks. We do the complete, we get a complete plan and idea about how to execute things. So we create a model which shows an efficient model. We're putting in the loads and everything. So this is something which we do, and we are pretty confident that we can execute all these projects in the right way with the right capabilities. Now, coming back to the first question, my finance team will answer.
So, currently our gearing ratio is around 1:1. And we have the plan of further raise of equity through PREF. For our defense project and working capital, as mentioned by Shabita earlier, we have the plan of raising the debt of around 500 to 600 crores for our solar and the defense project. All these equity infusion and the further debt raising, our gearing ratio will not go beyond 2:1.
Okay.
Hello.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much. No, thank you very much, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Sachin Chaudhary from NMM. Please go ahead. Sachin, your line has been unmuted. You may proceed with your question.
Hello, sir. I'm audible now.
You are audible now, sir. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Very congratulations to the team of Tembo Global for the great set of year-on-year numbers. I'm an individual investor. So I have only a few questions. One of them is that was already discussed, but if you can throw some more lights on. In the last year, the receivables jumped very high. So can the management throw some light on that? And in the coming quarters and year, how we are going to manage these receivables because it's piling up?
So coming on to the receivables that jump in that, so you have also, we must also observe that our engineering sales has also gone up. And basically all these sales has been backed by the LC and long-term, say from 60 to 90 days of credit involved in that and till the time of deliverables and executions and all handovers of the projects. So that's why there is a jump in the trade receivables in this financial year 24-25.
And sir, going forward, how is going to be? This will be very
it will
control.
Be in the same range. It will be in the same range only.
All right. Yeah, so all right. Thank you. Thank you for answering this question. I have one more question. Did we already start getting the orders from the defense sector, whatever we are going to manufacture for the defense, like in advance, do we have some orders?
Dear, we have a complete buyback agreement.
So you mean whatever... All right, yeah, all clear. Thank you for answering my questions. Thank you, that's it.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Revan Shah from SBI Life. Please go ahead. Revan Shah, your line has been unmuted. You may proceed with your question. The current participant seems to have dropped from the queue. Our next question comes from the line of Chandrasekhar, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Good evening. Can you hear me?
Yeah, you're very... Actually, you're very soft. I can't hear you so well.
So I'm saying good evening. Congratulations on good set of numbers. So my question is regarding PAT margin. So in the Q1, we have like 60% as textile and remaining from EPC. So going forward, as per the projections, the ratios are going to be other way around, where EPC is going to be much more than textile. So can we expect PAT margin expansion going forward from 7.7% to 10% or something like that?
Yeah, we can expect, but in the slow and steady manner. Till the end of this year, we are trying to achieve all that, the margin we are talking about. Okay.
Okay. And another question is, so given the huge order book and huge aspiration, so whatever 1100...
You are not audible.
I mean, so based on the current order book and huge aspirations for... achievement. So whatever 1100 guidance you are providing for financial year 26, is it very conservative or this is the maximum we can achieve this year?
Numbers are being given always as conservative.
Okay, so we can expect more then. Okay, thank you, sir. That answers my question. Yeah.
Thank you.
That is it.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Nutan B, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
My first question is about the textile. Like Shabi sir mentioned, it's a legacy business. But you also meant that you would initially be phasing it out. But in one of the investor presentations, you mentioned that you would also be setting up an in-house manufacturing unit. So how do you reconcile this statement?
So when we say we are going to phase it out, we would split it out of Tembo. And this is a managerial decision which eventually you will come to know in days to come, in months to come. Sorry, not days to come.
All right. And your finance team just mentioned there has been no investment pertaining to defense. But you are saying the missionaries, the order for the missionaries have been placed. So there is no investment made and the order is already placed?
No, that is
contradictory.
We are already doing a PREF. We're closing on a PREF and we have given a timeline because machineries also when they are ordered, they are not ready. So it is all made to order machineries. So that also takes its time. So we have invested, we have given certain advances, we have invested, but not to an extent of solar.
Okay, I agree. But the finance team just mentioned there was no CapEx or expenses.
He mentioned this, that there is investment made in solar and defense. Solar is yet made on a higher end because that is almost on execution, solar. Defense,
okay.
The machineries have already been ordered. There are certain advances and all which have been done. And for that, all these machineries are made to order. So once this completion comes, and as I said, this is a complete technology transfer. So these are all made to order machineries with highly sophisticated machineries.
I get it. So that's the reason I asked this.
Right.
Without any advances, I don't think the orders would...
Definitely.
I just wanted clarity.
No, I understand. Definitely.
So, and another thing is, our order wins doesn't specifically mention the client name. So I understand there are confidential clause or agreements pertaining to different orders, but there's
a lot of competition in this space, and also we usually have certain NDAs signed because the primary client does not want to show that they have given their order to someone else. So that's the reason we try to keep it as confidential as.
I get it. Sir, another thing is Northern India water treatment plant. The value is 1,500 crores. But is the entire value is being executed by Tembo?
As we mentioned over here, we are trying to secure as much as the order in that particular thing. So we expect around in the range of at least one-third to two-third of that order. So it's an ongoing order which keeps on coming. As the drawings come in, it keeps on coming. Drawing by the main client as it comes in.
Thank you.
Hello.
Yes. Thank you. That was the last question for today's con call. On behalf of Tembo Global Industries Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us. And in case of any further queries, please reach out to Tembo's investor relations team at EY. You may now disconnect your lines.